Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will, do you hear that? I will. It's a matter of my will. I will fear no evil, because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We have a spiritual responsibility. If we're going to be protected, we got a responsibility to not let ourselves be afraid. Didn't Jesus tell us that? Didn't he say, don't be afraid? Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Didn't he say that? Then he must have believed we could. We must not be afraid. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. What is it? That covers a lot of ground, doesn't it? Things that happen at night, things that happen in the day. Well, what's the understood phrase there? You'll not be afraid of the terror by night. You'll not be afraid of the arrow that flies in the day. You'll not be afraid of the pestilence that walks in the darkness. You'll not be afraid of destruction that wastes at noonday. You will not be afraid of it. Amen. Say it out loud, I refuse to fear it. No fear in me. I am delivered from all fears. Say it, think it, resist every feeling of fear. Resist every thought of fear. Give no place to it and you'll be protected. Now let me say it another way. Do you understand? You are not safe from what you're afraid of. You are not safe from what you fear. You're in danger of what you fear. The spiritual principle that you fear has come on you. So whatever it takes, quit listening to whatever puts fear in you. If there's something that you are bothered by, don't talk about it. Don't feed it. Don't listen to things on it. Feed what puts faith in you. And starve your fears. Right? Starve them and they'll get weaker. And feed yourself on the Word. We were on a series for weeks here sometime back on Free From All Fears. And you can just camp on things like that and camp on it until you just get so full of faith till there's no more room for the fear. Amen. You'll not be afraid. And then what's going to happen if you're not afraid? Verse 7. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. Well, then you were in a very dangerous place. Weren't you? You talk about a hot spot. 1,000 people died on one side of you. 10,000 died on the other side of you. And when the dust cleared, you were still standing. Some people got it. Why? Because you're standing there saying, the Lord is my God. He protects me. He keeps me. And I refuse to fear this. I will not fear this. I refuse to be afraid. Though the earth be removed, I will not fear. That's not based on your feelings. It's not based on your thoughts. It's a choice. It's your will. Because there will be times when you feel afraid. Oh, yeah. There will be times when it just sweeps over you. You feel it. That doesn't mean it's the end. It's just a symptom. Resist it. In faith. And get that mouth to going. Get that mouth cranked up. Right? And say what you're supposed to. No matter how you feel, say what you need to be saying. Say it. Say it. Say it in the morning. Say it at lunchtime. Say it in the afternoon. Say it at night. Say it. Say it. Say it. Faith comes by hearing. When you're saying, you're hearing. You'll come out. You'll overcome. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, said it won't come near you. Because you, who did it? You have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. That goes back to the first part. You're standing there believing it, and you're standing there saying it. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. He'll give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They'll bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. We talked about that. You'll tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. We talked about that. That was our last lesson. How does God protect us? We saw that He has power. A canopy of power that He can put around you like a mother hen putting her wings over her chicks. We saw that God has angels. Yes. Mighty. Yes. Big. Strong. And they can snatch you up faster than you can blink your eye. They can move your whole car. They can move your whole house. Yes. They can move and hold up the whole plane that you're flying on, even a great big 747. Not a problem for them. They're big. Big. Strong. Fast. And there's at least one, and probably more, that have been assigned to you by God. He charged them to keep you and called your name. He told them, now you keep them. And if you need to, you grab them up in your hands, lest they kick their toe against a rock. We need to believe this. We need to expect this. We also saw that a big way that God protects us is through warnings. The way He spared Jesus' life as a child and as a baby and a young child was through warnings. Warnings. Well, we shouldn't expect more spectacular for us. When we get a warning, we're not above the Lord, are we? I mean, follow that warning. Take heed to the warning. Then we saw in our last session that He's given us authority. Authority in the name of Jesus. The disciples came back. They said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in Your name. And He talked about treading down serpents and scorpions. Well, serpents and scorpions are things that hurt. Things that harm. Things that kill. That destroy. We have authority over things that hurt and harm and destroy. Do you believe it? Any one of these areas you could camp on for a month, couldn't you? But I want to go to this last one here in the psalm tonight. Keep reading. It says, verse 14, because He has set His love on me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He knew who to call on. He knew what name to call. I mean, there's probably a number of us have been in situations to where something came up and there was no time to say anything except Lord or Jesus. And He came through and we're still here. Verse 15, He will call upon me. And what will happen? I will answer Him. I will. How many of you can't say it any stronger than I will? I will be with him in trouble. What else? I will deliver him and honor him. I will, I will, I will. Who said it? God said it. And verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him. And what? Show him my salvation. I saw something as I began to get into this study that I hadn't seen about that. Should have seen it about this verse. I've done it in times past. Many other folks say they take this verse, this last verse, off of the psalm and just talk about long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. But this verse is the culmination of all the previous verses. Yes. It is the culmination of the whole psalm. You do this and he's going to do this. You do this and he's going to do this. And you do this and he's going to do this. And what's the end result? You're going to make it. you're going to make it. You're going to be protected. You're going to be kept. You're going to be healed. You're going to be delivered. And you're going to live a long time. How many know you can't die young by some accident, so-called, and make it to verse 16? Amen. I mean, you got back up, back up, back up. What if you got took by the snare of the fowler in verse 3?
No.
Or you got took out by the noisome pestilence?
No.
Huh? Then you wouldn't make it to verse 16. What if verse 5, you made it through verse 3, but you got to verse 5 and you got took out by the terror by night? Yep. Or you got took out, you made it through that, but you got took out by the arrow that flies by day. What if you made it through all that, but you got took out by verse 6? The pestilence that walked in darkness. You made it through that, but you got took out by destruction that wasted at noonday. Huh? What if you made it through all that, but you were one of the 1,000 that fell on that side, or you were one of the 10,000 that fell on the other side? Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
What if you made it through all that, but in verse 10, the plague came to your dwelling and got you? Huh? What if you made it through all that, but the lion got you? And the adder got you. The young lion, the dragon, the serpent, the scorpion took you out. You made it a long ways, but you got took out by the scorpion. How many know to get to verse 16? Oh, come on now. To get to verse 16. Oh, glory. You made it through the snare of the fowler. You made it past the noisome pestilence. You made it by the terror by night and over the arrow that flies by day. You made it through the pestilence. You made it through the destruction. You made it past the plague. Can you see this? Verse 16 is the culmination of all this. God has kept you. Year after year and decade after decade until now you old, old. Even the old people call you old. You're old and completely satisfied. You have done it all. You've seen it all. You run your whole race. You finished your whole course. You've done everything God put in your heart. You've seen it all come to pass. And now you're just ready to get out of here. You're ready to go. You satisfied. That is the inheritance of the people of God. That belongs to us. Does this psalm belong to us? It belongs to us. Belongs to us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, All the Way, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204L. That's R1204L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.